Have you ever felt so desperate that you would do anything or go anywhere for help? Many men and women I meet today live in quiet desperation. All may appear normal on the outside, but inside they're gripped with deep anxiety and fear, even panic. Christians are not exempt. As Jesus and his disciples were ministering in what today is Lebanon, a desperate mother followed them crying, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." Jesus was her last resort. Irritated by her persistence, the disciples urged Jesus to send her away. But as she throws herself at his feet crying, "Lord, help me," Jesus responds quite differently. "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." Her prayer was not flowery or flattering or very long. It was sincere, desperate. And Jesus heard it. One of my favorite passages in the Old Testament is Isaiah 30, 18 to 20. "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him." How gracious he will be when you cry for help. The Lord longs to be gracious to you and to come to your assistance. Imagine God rising from his throne to compassionately reach out to you. How gracious he is when you cry for help. The next few verses in Isaiah 30 indicate God allows adversity. Why? Without adversity, would we need faith? Would we grow in our dependency on the Lord? Would we experience his graciousness and power? I don't like adversity, broken relationships, illness, or financial problems either. But over the years, I've learned that the Lord is the source of all comfort. He not only has a solution, he is the solution to my deepest needs. What's your desperate need today? Are you coming persistently to the Lord by faith, as this woman did? Are you ready to abandon all your ideas about how your needs should be met? Come humbly, as this needy woman did, admitting your helplessness, your willingness to let him lead you, believing he knows what your needs are far better than you do. Jesus longs to come to your rescue. Dear listener, I encourage you to memorize and review Isaiah 30, 18 to 20. Then review it every day as a reminder that God longs to come to your rescue. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, I'm Helene Ashker.